I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. Drivers may experience less pain at the pump by the time Labor Day weekend rolls around. Alabama's summer average is around $3.35 per gallon of fuel. Alabama ranks among the top 10 states in the U.S. with the lowest gas prices. Clay Ingram is a spokesperson for AAA Alabama. Ingram expects prices to dip a little lower before we hit Labor Day weekend.
I think they'll probably be a little bit lower than they are now. I think we'll see the price continue to drop between now and then. When we get to that weekend, we'll see prices kind of level off during that driving holiday, and we might see a few stations bump up a little bit.
Ingram attributes this summer's lower gas prices to a high supply and a mild demand. Annual recruitment has ended for sororities at the University of Alabama, with black women making up just 1% of new members. APR's Jeremy Loeb has more.
The university released a breakdown of the 2014 sorority pledge class Saturday amid questions over whether the groups accept blacks as new members. Its numbers showed 2,054 women accepted bids to join sororities. Of those, 190 were minorities, including 21 black women. The university became embroiled in controversy last year after the Crimson White student newspaper reported some white sororities rejected blacks as new members because of race. University officials sent a list of guidelines to media covering sorority recruitment best practices and how to do so. The Student Press Law Center said the guidelines amounted to a media gag order, which university officials said was not their intention. Jeremy Loeb, APR News.
Alabama State University officials say they're planning to use a National Science Foundation grant to establish a data analytics lab. University officials say the school used the $399,000 grant to focus on big data, a term that's increasingly used to describe a volume of data so large and complex that it's difficult to interpret using standard database and software techniques. Officials say the university will partner with Auburn University on a research project aimed at infusing data analytics in mathematics and statistic courses. Now, for a look at the forecast, here is meteorologist Richard Scott.
Good Monday evening to you. Still a few scattered storms overnight tonight. Temperatures going to fall back in the low 70s. Some patchy fog is expected for Tuesday, a hot day. A few isolated storms are going to be possible on Tuesday. The risk of rain for any one spot about 40%. As for Tuesday night, lows in the low 70s for Wednesday and Thursday. Very hot days, mid-90s expected. A few upper 90s for Wednesday and Thursday. Lots of sun. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.